Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 10, day 2 of our study of the book of Daniel. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're looking at Daniel 12, 5 through 10. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible. I am your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're going to be looking again at Daniel chapter 12. We're wrapping up the book of Daniel. We've got today and one more day to look at this most amazing book. And what we're going to be looking at today is going to be perplexing and distressing, but incredibly important, like we've talked about before, to know what's going to happen on the front end. So with that foreshadowing, let's pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Come and touch us and fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. We want to know you, not just more about you, God. Help us encounter you through your word today. In your name we pray. Amen. Before we jump into God's word today, I just want to invite you to go and check out 10weekbible.com. There's links to all of the books that are in print that you can use for home groups and Sunday school classes. And I encourage you, there's probably a number of you out there watching and listening today that have been thinking about, I wonder if I could host a group or lead a group in these kind of Bible studies. And what I've tried to do is make it as easy as possible to pick up some of these books and lead a group where you're not just looking at the surface of God's word, but you're digging deep into it. And what I mean by that is by encouraging people to read God's word 10 times in 10 weeks. You're going to go so much further into God's word just from that simple encouragement to read it multiple times. Because if you just set a goal to read, you know, the book of Daniel or any book 10 times in 10 weeks, if you fall short of that goal halfway and you only read it 5 times, you've read it 5 times more than you would have otherwise. And that's powerful. That is incredibly powerful. Even if you fall way short and you read it once or twice, that's still probably more than you would have read it otherwise. So it's a noble goal, you know, what we're going after here, trying to get God's word into our hearts. So I encourage you, if you've been wondering, should I lead a group like this? I encourage you to check out 10weekbible.com. There's links to old podcasts and tons and tons of resources on the site. All right, with that, let's go ahead and jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Daniel 12, starting in verse 5. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there before me stood two others, one on this bank of the river and one on the opposite bank. One of them said to the man clothed in linen, who is above the waters of the river, how long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled? So first of all, after all of this information that Daniel's been just, you know, spoken to by this one angel, now he's seeing a couple of other angels, you know, and he's on the bank of the river and there's this angel just hovering over the water. Like he's just kind of floating there. So this is kind of a, you know, an experience that would be outside of any of our wheelhouses. This is a very different encounter here. And Daniel's already had some very strange encounters, but let's just add this one to the list. I mean, he's standing there and there's a guy floating over the river. Now, by this point, he's not surprised by this. He knows what's going on. And I guess this encounter, this experience in this chapter has been going on long enough that he's not off put by this, but he at least mentions the fact that the guy is floating over the water of the river. There's the angel with him, angel on the other bank, and angel floating halfway in between. There's probably some great deep meaning in why there's one on this side and that side and then floating over the river. I don't know what that is, and I've not read anybody who does, but it's just interesting that he's painting this picture for us. All right, continuing on. It is important to note that it's this angel that's asking the question, how long? Daniel doesn't ask this question. The angel asks, how long, and this is all for Daniel's sake, how long until all of this stuff happens? And specifically what the angel is talking about is not how long until this is all completed from Daniel's point. We're not looking at Daniel's like point of view here. The angel is specifically asking, how long will this time period of intensity be? And what he means is the Great Tribulation. How long will the Great Tribulation last? This most terrible time of persecution and intensity that God intends to use to bring the most number of people into the kingdom in the end times. Most people think that the Great Tribulation is, you know, just about this wrath being poured out, and it is. That is part of it. It is wrath being poured out, not on God's people, but on those enemies of God. But the tribulation is also about revival. It's also about calling every single person into the fold of the kingdom. Those people that say, I don't want to be a part of wickedness anymore. I don't want to be a part of these people who actively rebel against God. I don't want any part of that. And so that is what the Great Tribulation is about. It's about this purification, as we're going to see. Continuing on, verse 7. The man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river lifted his right hand and his left hand toward heaven. And he said, and I heard him swear by him who lives forever, saying, it will be for a time, times, and half a time. When the power of the holy people has finally been broken, all these things will be completed. So there is the not so fun part of this. Is God is prophesying to Daniel in the midst of all of this, the power of God's people will be broken. Meaning that not the wrath of God that's going to be poured out. Again, multiple times already in the book of Daniel, the angels have spoken to him about the Antichrist and how he is going to have authority to make war against the saints, against God's people, and to overcome them. Revelation reiterates this. The book of Revelation does multiple times that the Antichrist is going to be given authority over God's people. The wrath being poured out in the end times. And I encourage you, if all of this is kind of new, we're jumping into this, we're going to be going over the book of Revelation next in this series. And I encourage you to sit tight for that, because there's a lot of good information in Revelation about how that's going to work. There's a you know, the group of people, God's people, who are not going to be receiving the wrath of the end times. And then there are those people who have warred against God. They will be receiving the wrath. Unfortunately, God's people, even though they won't be receiving God's wrath, they will be receiving the wrath of man, the wrath of one man. And right now, we already see this thing that's buried deep with inside the heart of man. Most people think themselves that they're good people, they wouldn't do evil things, that they're really nice. But what we see right now, even today, and I don't know if we're on the beginning of the end times or if we're just in one of these peaks in human history that seems to ebb and flow. You know, there's times where human history comes to this precipice and then the Lord intervenes and we go back down this hill into sanity. But right now, we are on this precipice of total insanity in our culture and around the world. And so we either are at the beginning of the end times or on one of those peaks before the Lord kind of brings everything back just a little bit. Newsflash. Most of the time when the Lord does actually bring us back from the precipice throughout human history, you look back and there is great revival, but there's also great turmoil, meaning war and things like that. So it feels like we are on the verge of that in some form or fashion. With that said, though, we look at the insanity that's going on right now, and there is a violence growing in the hearts of man. You see it when you look at encounters, especially with people online, and there is so much violence growing in the hearts of people that would consider themselves good. that would consider themselves right, that they think that because someone has a differing opinion than them, it's not just you irritate me or I don't like you. There's now this growing sense of because you disagree with me and I'm so sure that I'm right, I don't think that violence against you is such a bad idea. And that evil is starting to come out of people's hearts, and they're starting to actually admit to those things. Maybe they wouldn't put it in those terms, but that's what's happening, is violence is being exposed. And what we're talking about here is there's going to be a rage, a wrath of man against God's people in this last day. And that is what the angel is talking about, that this power of the holy people will be broken, not by God, but by man, specifically led by the Antichrist. Now, he's not going to be the only person perpetrating this, but he is going to be the person giving license to everyone else on planet Earth with that kind of wickedness and violence in their hearts to perpetrate it against God's people. We also know in the same time period, there's going to be protection against that as well. So there's this swirl of craziness that's going to go on in the end times. This is one of those things, because of that swirl, because of how crazy and unsettling it's going to be. You and I who believe in God, who know God and follow him, we need to know on the front end that this is God, that he's behind all of this, and that the conclusion to all of this is really good for us, though we may go through incredibly difficult times. It's worth hanging on. It really is worth hanging on. There is an eternity to be gained here by hanging on. Over and over in the book of Revelation, Jesus says, to those who overcome, I will give this. Seven times to the seven churches, he says, to those who overcome, I will give this. There really is an eternity to be gained here, and not just an eternity, an incredible eternity. But overcoming those difficult times, that's what the Lord has in mind for us. And that's what he's already told Daniel once, and he's about to tell him again. Verse 8, I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked, my Lord, what will the outcome of all this be? Verse 9, he replied, go your way, Daniel, because the words are rolled up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. When I read that, I chuckle just a little bit, because it's almost like, Daniel's like, I don't get any of this. I don't understand. And the angel is like, don't worry, seal it up, because those who are wise will understand. It's almost like Daniel's like, oh, so are you saying I'm wicked because I don't understand? Or what exactly did you just say to me? You know, I read that and I kind of wonder how that must have hit Daniel. And he might be in so much of a swirl because of all the information he just got, he didn't even catch that. And I don't actually think the angel is poking fun at him here. He's not talking about Daniel. Daniel is like, I don't get any of this. The angel basically tells him, you're not supposed to. This isn't for you. But in that time, when it is for those people, when this time period happens, like during the Great Tribulation and right beforehand, those are the people who need to know this. When that happens, during that time period, those who are wicked, they won't get any of it. The ones who are wise, the ones who have given their hearts to God, who have pledged their allegiance to Jesus, they will understand this. That's the promise he gives to Daniel. They will understand this. And I think that's an amazing promise, because the end times and Revelation, all of this stuff, this, it's just one big dogfight in the Christian world today. Like trying to parse through all of this stuff. You may listen to this and not like my opinions. And I don't, like, that doesn't bother me. My goal here is not to convince you of how I look at this. And I mean, every single person that's going to read about the end times or anything in the Bible is going to end up with a bias, because you're going to spend time like reading this and diving into it. And so you're going to develop that bias. I don't care if you like my bias or not. What I care is that you fall in love with his word, because I know the promises in his word are, if you've fallen in love with his word and with him, if these things happen during your lifetime, you're going to be okay, because he's actually going to give you the proper understanding in that time. A lot of people stray away from revelation and times, things like Daniel. They say, you know, nobody understands. Everybody just fights about it. It's not worth studying. Stay away from that, because everyone just fights about it. And the sentiment is kind of a live and let live. Like, don't get into that, because it just makes everybody fight. I get that. But that is the exact wrong advice to give someone about the book of Revelation, really anything in the Bible. There are no aspects of God's word that we should shy away from. We should fill our hearts with all of it, but especially the end times. Because, and again, I'm not saying that I know that we're walking into the end times. There's so many people that have that sense, but when we look at the data, I'm not so sure that we can proclaim with certainty that we're there yet. There are people that do that. I'm just not one of them. But when we walk into the end times, if we were to be that people that's walking into the end times, it would behoove us to know everything about it. Because if we walk into the end times, we need to know on the front end what God has already said. Because when we, and when you do read about the end times, there's a certain amount of fear and anxiety that's going to come up. And that is very natural. When you read these things, I'm sure Daniel, when he hears, wait a second, the power of the holy people is going to be broken. Like, every single time one of you angels talks to me, you're telling me about how bad it's going to be for my people. Well, stop it. You know, I'm sure that's what Daniel's going through internally, is there's a lot of turmoil in his heart over all of this. And the angel's telling him for a purpose. No, your people, you're going to need to know this. This is a lot for you, Daniel. I'm sure the angel's like, just seal this up. This is a lot for you to take in, but we're trusting you, Daniel, with this. You're not going through this, but we're trusting you with these words, because your people will need to know them. And I'm using your people as God's people, the people who name God, not just the Jews at this point. But when we come to that end time period, it's going to be anyone who names the name of God. And the Jews are going to be in that camp as well. We know that at some point here before the end times is over, every single Jew, 100% of them on planet Earth, will accept Jesus with their mouth. That's prophesied several times in Scripture. So if we are the people that are going to walk through this, we need to know what's going on beforehand. But even in the midst of that, if we have differing opinions about the end times, about Daniel and Revelation, Great Tribulation, all of those things, if we are that people that are going to walk through that, and we have pledged our allegiance to Jesus, we follow him and we serve him with our lives, there's going to be less and less disagreement. Right now, we're kind of like looking at the big end of a funnel. Revelation is this huge funnel, and we're not there yet. We're not in that time. And so we're at the big, wide opening of the funnel. But as things get closer, those prophecies will become more and more clear. We'll start to see, as things unfold, what everything is talking about. And then that disagreement, it goes away as you get closer and closer to that time. And there will be very little to no disagreement amongst believers about what Revelation or Daniel or any of the end times passages in Scripture are talking about, because we'll begin to see them. And those who are wise, those who follow God, they will know. So I encourage you, as we finish Daniel here, give your heart to knowing this and understanding this. So if you are that person that ends up going through this time period, you will be prepared. And if you're not that person who goes through that time period, your heart is still prepared. And there is a benefit, even if we don't go through the end times, there's a benefit of having our mind and our heart prepared for difficult things to come, because we're all going to face difficult things, not quite like this, but we will all face difficult things. And having our heart steadied by God before we go through difficult things means that when we go through those difficult things, we can be endowed with courage and strength from the Lord when we're going through those things. There really is a benefit, even if we're not those end times people. So I encourage you, give yourself to that. The last thing I want to mention here is the angel tells him, he's like, how long is it going to be? And he says, it's going to be time, times, and half a time. That's a little bit of end time code language for 3.5 years. We're talking about the Great Tribulation. And he's putting it at in the time, times, and half a time is, you know, a year, 2 years, and a half a year. Why they say it like that is beyond me. The angel here is going to tell it to Daniel in a couple of different ways. Revelation gives it to us in several different ways, much like this. And so this is kind of God's biblical code language about the Great Tribulation, is it's going to be 3.5 years. It's going to be 3.5 years according to the Jewish calendar, which is 360 days a year. Not our calendar, which is 365 and a fourth. It's 360 days a year, 3.5 years of that. So we know when the Great Tribulation starts, and it tells us that it starts with the abomination that brings desolation, not the one that Antiochus Epiphanes did, but the one that's still yet to come. When that happens, there's 3.5 years. So there is no more precise prophecy in the scripture than that anywhere. We know that when the end time starts, that there is a ticking clock to the end of it. And the Lord wants us to know that. That's not for the wicked to know. That's for believers to know, so that we can do like Jesus says in the book of Revelation and overcome. So I encourage you, stick with this. Keep studying and reading the book of Daniel to gain understanding of this. And we're going to be doing the book of Revelation next. So I encourage you, hang on for that and give yourself to reading that book 10 times in 10 weeks to gain understanding into what the Lord says about the end times. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.